There's a concert tonight at the Stras Center by a Florida duo named Black Violin. But as WUSF's Stephanie Colombini reports, this isn't your average violin performance.
When you imagine the sound of violins played by classically trained musicians, you might think of this. But probably not this. This is the unique sound of hip-hop classical crossover group Black Violin. The men playing the strings and producing the beats are Fort Lauderdale residents Will Baptiste, who plays viola, and violinist Kev Marcus. Marcus says they became childhood friends in orchestra class, which wasn't exactly either kid's dream.
Well, my mom made me do it.
But once the instruments were in their hands, the boys rolled with it. They took advantage of their middle and high school's magnet arts programs.
So every day, second period for 7 years, I had orchestra.
But at the same time they were mastering their instruments, they were also embracing the South Florida music scene. Both men grew up in Caribbean families, so Marcus says reggae and calypso were staples in their homes, and they constantly listened to hip-hop. By the time they hit college, Marcus attended Florida International University, Baptiste, Florida State. They began combining their classical skills with the popular music they loved. Marcus says it seemed natural to them.
People would just lose their mind. They were like, what? You guys are playing violin on hip-hop beats? And we were like, yeah. I mean, what's so weird about that? Because to us, that's the world we were in.
And so Black Violin was born. In 2005, fresh out of college, they won the amateur music competition Showtime at the Apollo. They've since gone on to perform with Alicia Keys and open for acts ranging from the Wu-Tang Clan to Tom Petty. Marcus says a Black Violin show's unlike anything you'd expect from a classical music or hip-hop concert. You may hear Vivaldi's Four Seasons one moment, the notorious B.I.G.'s Juicy another. The audience is also filled with people of all ages and races. Marcus says dancing in the aisles is encouraged.
It's a get out of your seat kind of situation, for sure. And it's kind of like, oh, you're going to be out of your seats, but it's going to be a violin concert.
The group's produced three studio albums, most recently 2015 Stereotypes. The album's title song features Marcus sharing his own experiences with stereotypes, that because he's a large Black man, people should be threatened by him. He describes how people tense up around him in elevators.
Maybe they're not afraid, but they're on notice. In a way, it's like...
But he ends the song by saying the judgment only empowers him.
Like, the reason I smile on stage is because I know I'm completely crushing people's perceptions of not only what a violin can do or what music could possibly sound like, but also of what a Black man is capable of.
Marcus says Stereotypes sums up the message Black Violin wants to send to its audience.
You know, don't judge a book by its cover, or if you feel like you are being judged, then change the book, you know?
Black Violin's working on a new album due out later this year. Stephanie Colombini, WUSF 89.7 News.